From Washington, this is VOA. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Colombia's president, Juan Manuel Santos, received the Nobel Prize Friday for his efforts in securing the end of a five-decade-long conflict with Marxist rebels. Despite the peace accord's rejection in a recent referendum, Santos has promised to revive the plan, which many Colombians saw as too lenient on the FARC rebels. Hurricane Matthew hit the east coast of the American state of Florida with heavy winds and storm surge as it was downgraded to a still powerful Category 3 hurricane. Florida Governor Rick Scott made repeated announcements over the past 2 days urging residents to take the storm seriously.
Evacuate, evacuate, evacuate. Are you willing to take a chance to risk your life? Are you willing to take a gamble? That's what you're doing. If you're reluctant to evacuate, just think of all the people this storm has already killed. You and your family could be among these numbers if you don't take this seriously.
On Thursday, about 1.5 million people were ordered to move inland. It's the most powerful storm to threaten the U.S. Atlantic coast in more than a decade. President Barack Obama has declared states of emergency for parts of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. In Haiti, the U.N. has already arrived in areas affected by Hurricane Matthew. Officials there say the confirmed death toll is 283. Officials in Pakistan say a powerful bomb blast on a train has killed at least 3 people and wounded several others. The bomb went off Friday in Balochistan province in the southwestern part of the country. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. From Washington, this is VOA.